Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's not about motivation. Winners need discipline. Wake up and win today. Discipline comes from within.
What were we saying, Spencer?
Yeah, that kid, he's gonna be a handful.
I thought we'd do something different. We're rolling, by the way. So
that's cool. I'm gonna let you know now, like. And there isn't no people saying there's comparisons to Roy Jones. There ain't no Roy Jones comparison. There is no Amir Khan comparison. You go fast hands. There is no Nassim Hamid comparison. There's a comparison solely because, like, we're seeing him do some flashy stuff. But there isn't. Trust me, the kid's very, very good. You know, very, very good. And it's his first pro fight. If I said to you, right, this is his first pro fight, nobody would look on that and think, like, no, this is his first pro fight. Come on. Right? Nobody would think that's his first pro fight at all. He's very good. He's very, very good. And what I like about him is he's looking to knock you out. Right? He's looking to knock you out. So even if he goes rounds, he's looking to clap you. As soon as he learns, like, to kind of fluctuate his punching power, you know what I mean? Because when he goes up in the ranks, it's going to get harder. You know what I mean? This should be real. But he must have done something correct because he's an amateur star, right? And now he's turned pro. The sky's the limit. He's got a good team behind him as well. Sam Jones, you know. You know what I mean? He's signed to Matchroom. He's going to be guided rightly. Kid's a good fighter, man. I'm really impressed with
him. I thought I'd start with Hamza Uddin Spencer. Yeah, 20 years old, 8-time national amateur champion. He won the seniors. And
well, that's ridiculous within itself. One second. But yeah,
he won the senior amateurs by a knockout. I think he beat the guy from Scotland. And his dad, Raj, trained him all the way through the amateurs. And his dad's, it was two debuts actually, it was his dad's debut as a pro trainer on that night as well. I spoke to him, he said he was obviously nervous himself, really nice guy, humble family, and really nice kid as well. It looks like he's got humble beginnings. And
come on, man, mashallah, you know what I mean? It's good, I like to see those things, to be real. You know what I mean? As you can hear, I'm a little bit hoarse. I had a kid that I'll be mentoring, he boxed yesterday on a show. On a white collar show, Joe Russo. So I got to big him up. He got a really good win. I'm really grateful for this kid. But I was shouting a lot yesterday, so forgive my hoarseness.
Nice, good. He's fine, Spence. And the other thing I was going to say, Bengali. And we've got Kali Dali. Trying to think, there's not many British Bengali boxers out there, and it's good that these guys, you know, they've got a community that's probably just been desperate for like a star for them to kind of follow as well, because, you know, Bengalis, like Indians and Pakistanis, have been in the UK since what, the 50s, 40s. So it's about time, I think, they got a boxing star to potentially look up to.
You know what? I don't just think, like, if he continues in a way that I think he goes in the right trajectory, I don't think it's going to be a fact of singling it out to Bengalis. I think that he has a very, very big universal appeal just by the style of how he fights. And especially in those lower weight divisions, like, he comes to bring it. You get a little razzle-dazzle, but he is looking to knock you out. All right? And every shot, like I said, is thrown with spite. And yeah, and he's got quick hands as well. And quick, a couple things that he could go learn on. And you know what I mean? But yeah, I would say to his dad, name is Raj.
Raj, yeah.
I would say to Raj, for him to go and study a lot of Pernell Whitaker, because of the awkwardness of the movement, but to study, I would say a lot of, for him to go study a lot of Pernell Whitaker. It's crazy because he has a kind of Winker Bang style of boxing. You know what I mean? So maybe he could go and have chats with Johnny Nelson. I don't know. But yeah, salute to the kid. He's got a very, very bright future.
Good stuff. We'll move on. Other big boxing news. We saw Chris Eubank Jr. announce, well, he didn't announce it. Carlos Allen announced yesterday that they, it appeared like they left on friendly terms. But I don't know if you, have you seen what Chris has put up on his Instagram today?
No, what did he put up?
So obviously, Calla kind of, it read like they left on good terms, but Chris has put up, I'm a free agent again. Word of advice to any upcoming fighters, get yourself a solid legal and management team and make sure you only work with promoters that align with your vision, goals and dreams. These truths will set you free in capitals. It sounds a bit more than just a mutual split. What do you think to that?
Basically, please forgive me, but them black old tarts are the ones, mate. I think that the Saulins are being professional about it. Not to look like they've got egg on their face, but obviously, in boxing, a lot of it is based on relationships and how you can negate and flourish your relationship. And when relationships break down, one side of the story may be different from another. But I think it's good that Chris Eubank Jr. is, you know, trying to guide his own thing now. He's got his own management company up now. Now he's doing bits with Napa. You know what I mean? Fair play to him. Let him go and do what he has to go and do. Be interesting because his career has been stop start. And let's see what he can do. I wish him nothing but the best.
Well, what do you make of like promoters potentially looking to work with him? I think I spoke to Eddie last night. Eddie said he needs to learn to trust someone to back him. Obviously, the way he's kind of wrote that,
Why should he learn to trust?
I don't know. Should you, if you want to be
when,
on?
When obviously, he's his father's child, irrespective of their relationship at this present moment. Why should he trust anyone when he knows the stories and he knows this game? Right, and the things that happen in this game, that I've said this many times before, you being the professional boxer, you are chewing gum. And just like when chewing gum loses its taste, what do? You spit it out. So, and they know this, right? And that's not me saying anything about Eddie Hearn, because one thing I will give Eddie Hearn, he's very compassionate to his fighters. Don't give him that. Can't turn around and say he isn't. Because he actually is. But when that taste is gone, just like everybody else, you're going to have to move on. Because that's how you earn your living, off of the back of other people. You know what I mean? Because you promote that product. And when that product is no longer promotable, then they get thrown to the wayside. Right? That's life. You know what I mean? So when they say, like, you might need to trust someone, surely he knows these father's stories and his father's stories with the experiences that he had with Matchroom.
But what if he's looking to fight on a TV network, pay-per-view, etc., surely he's going to have to align himself with the promoter if he wants to fight on a TV channel.
Yeah, yeah. Surely he must, but he's got his own promotional company. Then maybe if they could have some synergy where he could align himself with that, or they're doing some co-promotion someone, then they could do something like that. But I can't turn around and fault Chris Eubank Jr. for doing his own thing, because regardless of him not becoming a world champion, right, and him faltering at the times where we think that he's going to do, and then he comes second best, you're only as good as your last performance, they say. I don't agree with that, but in this state, I do. You're only as good as your last performance. He was excellent in his last performance. Excellent in his last performance. And yeah, surely we would love to see him and Conor Benn get it on, right? Surely that should be the thing that would happen, because that fight has great nostalgia to it, right? But I'm not going to go against anything that Chris Eubank Jr. has turned around and said, because I'm going to be real with that, that he's absolutely correct in what you're saying.
Do you think, who do you think he should fight next? Obviously, Conor Benn's situation is unclear. So if he was kind of guiding his career, what do you think is the right step? Because it looks like he's after big fights, you know, big money fights. They're not interested in, like, you know.
The winner of Hamza Shiraz versus Amal Williams, he should try and align himself to fight that, the winner there. That's what he should do, right? Because you're saying not to fight Chris Eubank Jr., to fight Conor Benn, that is the ideal matchup, him and Conor Benn, right? That's the fight that I would relish to see. I would love to see that fight. But on the reals, if it's not that fight, then it should be the winner of Hamza Shiraz versus Amal Williams. That's what he should try and do, try and get himself a fight with one of those guys.
Okay. And the other thing I want to speak to you about, Spencer, I know you've got a good insight with Bill Haney and you know, the entire Haney camp. You will have seen that stream the other day with Bill and Floyd Mayweather having a go at each other. You know, we've seen since Gervonta Davis he's had a back and forth with Mayweather. I think he suggested something about Floyd's passport being took off him because he's ripped people off in Dubai, allegedly. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, wait a minute. So sorry, you haven't heard. So you never heard in your great experience of now that you are a journalistic boxing reporter, that you haven't heard of Floyd Mayweather promising to go out to certain countries and then at the last minute not turning up. You haven't heard that?
Yeah, I think I've heard.
Okay, then. Wait. Don't beat around the bush. Like, yeah, come on, let's just be real. Yeah. Everybody within boxing's heard this.
Sure, I heard where he took money off someone and didn't turn up. I'm going to say allegedly, because obviously I don't really get in Floyd's.
Well, I don't know if he took money or the rest of it, but I know that there's quite a few events where I have been at where Floyd Mayweather should have been present and didn't come. But what you got to remember is this. This is the next thing. Maybe sometimes it's not Floyd himself, right? Yes. Maybe it's not him himself, right? Maybe it is. Sorry, one second. I'm saying you haven't heard that. Obviously, you've heard that. Everybody's heard that, right? And I think kind of like on a similar situation, I think David had a little altercation once, right? And he was in Dubai, and they wouldn't allow him to leave the country because that's what they do. So obviously, there could be some truth in it, right? But like I'm saying with Floyd Mayweather, sometimes it's not Floyd himself per se, right? I have my opinions on Floyd Mayweather, right? But what I am saying is, like, on certain things, I would believe that what's happening right now with Floyd is, like, where he's got a lot of hangers on. So loads of people come and say, yeah, I'll take care of this and I'll do this and I'll do that, right? And then at the last minute, things could go, do you know what I mean? Don't go correct, right? I've experienced this. I think when Floyd was meant to go to Frankie Mardell's Trilogy Jewelers, and then at the last minute, he changed his mind because he wanted to go shopping, and then we had to reschedule for another day, but they couldn't do it another day. These things happen. I get it, yeah? But when you're dealing with royal families, or when you're dealing with people who are advising royal families, and you're meant to go to do something, then you should do it. And then, like, because you're Floyd Mayweather, we can say, oh, I want X amount up front. So these things have happened, no doubt. But isn't it of interest that every time that Gervonta Davis has a fight coming up, he ends up in beef with Floyd Mayweather? You're not fooling me. There could be parts of truth within that, but look at the bigger, look at the bigger scale. The bigger scale, as far as I'm concerned, that's promotional.
So do you think, like why is Floyd falling out with all these fighters that he's allegedly, like, kind of guided in the younger days? You know, Devin's trained at his gym, Gervonta's trained at his gym, and just now they're having public spats. All what's all that about? Because you've been around these circles.
It's the cell fights, bro. You know what I mean? It's the cell fights, right? And that is it. There is nothing more, nothing less than that. It is entertainment, and people will talk about those things. I don't think there's nothing else more than that. And sometimes I don't even think it's a planned thing, because Floyd knows that anything that he puts his name to, or any spats that he has with anybody else, it's going to get people talking. Mm. And that's what Floyd is. Off of that, he's a master manipulator of the press, because Floyd knows that everything is pertaining to energy. If you're talking about me, then you're making me relevant, good or bad. And that's what he does.
And then the last thing we've seen, I think it's been pretty much confirmed now, that no matter what happens, Fury and Usyk will rematch each other, unless one of them gets injured and it can't take place. And it's been suggested that AJ will more than likely, in this September show that's been rumoured, at Wembley, will fight the winner of either Dubois, Hergovic or Wilder Zhang, them four, whoever looks the best in winning their fight. So if you was to, like, call them two fights, who do you think will come out winning and looking the best? Dubois, Hergovic, Wilder Zhang? Who do you think will put themselves in prime position for a Wembley headline against Anthony Joshua?
Depending on Daniel Dubois' mental capabilities, right? Daniel Dubois could come out victorious against Hergovic, irrespective of the fact that we all know that Hergovic knocked him out in sparring, right? So what? You know what I mean? I could go back in loads of things. There's a gentleman called Kid Coco, right, who's part of the Murderer's Row, who famously knocked out Sugar Ray Robinson. Does anybody know Kid Coco? I think it was like 1950, around about that time, right? Before Sugar Ray Robinson became middleweight champion of the world by defeating Jake LaMotta in 1951. So nobody doesn't know Kid Coco. Only boring fact finder guys like myself would know that. Nobody doesn't care about that. So what happens is, we care about what happens in the ring. We care about what happens in the ring. So depending on what Daniel Dubois mentally, how he has the right mental capabilities, then he could possibly come out victorious in there. Because I'm going to be real with you, Hergovic hasn't impressed me in his last two fights. But I give him, his fight prior, when he fought last year in April on the AJ undercard, AJ Franklin undercard, he didn't impress me. But I give you a little bit of a squeeze, because I know that you just lost your father then, and I know firsthand what it's like over time of bereavement, and then have bereavement and to go on a fight. Yeah. But if Hergovic has got anything, because Hergovic has looked special in the build up prior, he's looked very good, right? So yeah, Hergovic didn't impress me against Zhang. You know what I mean? Let's call it as it is. Hergovic lost that fight, right? So, you know, we'll just call it as it is.
It's Sunday, and I know it's a family day, so I appreciate you coming on and just giving us a review.
No, it's been a blessing. But I am going to say this. Go on. The spat that Bill Haney and Floyd Mayweather had, right? Yeah. I'm keeping this thing totally 100. I found it disgusting. I actually found it very, very offensive.
Which bit?
The fact that they were going at each other in the mannerisms of which they were going at each other, right? Because a lot of people tell her, I'm speaking culturally now. right? I'm speaking culturally. No, I'm not a black American, but I'm a black person, right? And I'm telling you this now, I didn't find it nice because I don't see no other tribe or culture of people, yeah, who go at each other for the entertainment of other people that are not in their culture. I don't see it. You know what I mean? I've never seen, even when they were having beef, I never saw Ryan Garcia, who's been very profoundly outspoken, go at Oscar De La Hoya and Oscar De La Hoya go at him on a public platform. I didn't see that. You know what I mean? I've never seen Bernard Hopkins, who's one of my heroes as a fighter, ever go at any European person, yeah, or Anglo-Saxon. I've never ever seen him go at them screaming and shouting or inviting them to come into the bathroom. Let's go into the bathroom so we can duke it out. So why is it all of a sudden so acceptable for black men to do this to each other? Why is it? That is annoying to me. And that's the straight facts. You know what I mean? That's the straight facts. Those things annoy me heavily. I find it disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Because I don't see, you're not going to see, like, for instance, you're not going to see Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren living like each other. Right? Now they're mates, the best, the bosom buddies, right? But we've never seen them both sat down on a platform together going at each other with niceties. Tell me if you've seen it. So why is it then acceptable for these people to go and do this? It's wrong. It's wrong.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame? Society's to blame. Right? Or societal constructs are to blame. You know what I mean? I don't want to get too deep into this. You know what I mean? But if you read, because readers are leaders, then you know that a lot of us are suffering from Willie Lynch syndrome. And now all you kids can go Google that.
On that note, Spencer, I appreciate
you. You know I'm never going to change, right?
I know.
You okay. Still,
yeah.
Right, you know, that, this is what I'm trying to say to you. I'm never going to change. Never going to change. Because the people who love me truly love me. Right? And I end on this massive big up to Michael Jarman, Kane Kawasaki, and Anthony Joshua for putting together ACE, the African Caribbean Exchange, which is working for social development, economical empowerment, and charities within the community. I have to salute these young men for doing that, right? They had a dude, it's 2 weeks ago now. It was absolutely fantastic at Ruffles, and I have to salute their men on what they're trying to do. You know what I mean?
Salute to them, Michael Jarman, good character. I met him in Saudi. I'm looking forward to my next interview with him because the last one was entertaining when Chisora braced him up. But yeah, Spencer, I appreciate your time and we'll catch up soon. Take care. Have a good Sunday.
I'm a bro, love.
Win gold now. IPMB is giving away 5 24-karat gold coins to our token holders worth over $2,000 each.
Let's do this.
Thank you very much for this great news. It's amazing.
It's never been easier to own gold, so join the raffle now.
I got a question for you. Where can discipline take you? Discipline points you towards your goals.
Sports Social Podcast Network.